Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Oh, I could sleep to that sound.
Because you know what sound I put on my TV the other night while I was reading? So it was...
More crackling fire.
It was a combination of crackling fire with rain pitter-patter. And it was reminiscent of this. Because that kind of sounds like...
That duh.
Oh. And it was so relaxing. I put on my light. I've got that little...
A bit of rain,
this little pink light. And it was like so soft on my eyes.
Beautiful.
But today is a great day because we have matches in the studio.
We've got drinks.
We have an iced beverage. Okay.
It's amazing.
And this is our favourite beverage. Okay. 3, 2, 1, ad read. Blank Street Coffee. this is not an ad.
Guys, I don't want to slag you off because I'm a huge fan, but you're
Sophia, be careful what you say.
I'm saying your shops in New York
aren't that good.
Aren't up to standard. Like, your London venues are smashing it.
Because
they're doing
a great job. Do you know what?
And we keep the business alive because we go there regularly.
Yeah, and you know what we've just discovered? Your food.
Your food. Your food's
great as well. We've just inhaled the mozzarella and spinach roll. Oh my fucking God, that was
insane. And your banana bread.
And your banana bread, both. Within about 10 minutes. And I'm halfway through my matcha. I feel full.
And I've got a coffee as well.
Yeah,
I always get two drinks.
Sophia's double fisting.
Double fisting. I just don't know if that means...
People say double fisting. I know we've had this whole situation before, but I saw it on someone else's story before. It's a double fist. This is a fistful of beverage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, the New York locations,
yeah, no,
they just aren't thriving.
No, like what it was,
like the London locations are.
Yeah, because what it was we'd ask for an iced matcha latte with vanilla. That's what we would order in the UK.
In the UK, they say I recommend some vanilla. Would you like some?
Yeah, absolutely.
They know what those guys are doing.
But in New York, it was just
we left
like,
a note in their customer book.
Yes.
At the Gloucester Road location.
We've left our DNA on the paper. Sophia spat on it.
No, I did not.
So you can go clone her if you want.
In a Petri dish.
Sophia kissed the
customer book.
But in New York, they just didn't put vanilla in it. And we went to about three locations.
It was a glass of milk. And the coffees weren't good either. And then when we would say to people, oh, we want to try and find Blank Street.
Yeah.
They would be like, oh, you guys like Blank Street? And we'd be like, yeah, it's so fucking good. We love it.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, They're like, in
New York, it's not really, you know. Mm. We're like, I guess. Mm. So that's
Anywho,
the tea.
Anywho, you should have seen what we were doing yesterday.
Oh. Should have seen us.
You should have seen. You'll see it soon, but you won't see it yet. But
You'll see it soon, but not that soon.
But
we're feeling great today. Like I said, we ate the cheese and spinach roll.
We're feeling energized now.
Yeah, we had the banana bread. We've got matcha. I'm going to sip it slowly because I want this to last.
I want this to last the whole episode.
Because this is
the whole hour and a half. I want this to
last. I just hope the paper straw doesn't disintegrate.
Because mine did yesterday. Anyway, I do say so myself.
Myself. Well, you know.
I couldn't speak last night. I was just like, I couldn't put a sentence together.
No, guys, when I got home last night, I was like, no one talk to me, please. I was like, I better call my mum and not speak to her all day.
I couldn't face it.
And I called her.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I can't speak, but just to let you know I'm home. and it went well, but I'm going to have to go.
My mum texts me saying...
Because I was in such a bad way.
My mum texts me saying, I have to asterisk. I have to miss out some words because it gives it away.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll say it. Yes, and then go on. Hopefully Alex can bleep it. She said, how was the filming? And then I replied just saying, very tired. And then she said, oh, turn now.
Oh, have you ever, see, I imagine.
I just couldn't speak.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
We have back pain as well, don't we? Done our backs then.
We're just being dramatic, but we loved it. We had a great time.
Oh, we had the best day, but we'll shut up now. Baby.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy. So, question of the week this week. We're in the cab on the way here and we're having a think, and just this
layers to this.
Yeah. And also the taxi man actually helped us with the layer, didn't he?
The taxi man did help us with the layer.
He was eavesdropping.
He left the microphone on the whole journey.
He did. And because he kept just like adding things to our conversation. Look, all right, thank you. You helped us with our boxes. So that's fine.
Yeah. Everything we'd say, he'd go, what about this? And we're like, oh God, didn't know you were listening.
Oh God. Hello, Paul. Okay.
So... but he really helped us out this week.
He did. This is a great question of the week. I don't actually know how to answer this myself.
I don't. Okay, so our question of the week. This week, part one.
Part one, part two.
Part one is, if you had the opportunity to call your partner's ex, really think about this, guys. Think about it. No one would ever know that you've had this conversation.
Absolutely not.
And you can ask them anything.
God.
But would you do it?
What an opportunity that is, truly.
What an opportunity.
Because you could really... So I feel like you're either going to be like, absolutely, I'm taking this opportunity. I've got things I need to ask.
I've got questions
I've
I want
questions
answered.
I've got questions I want answered. I need this conversation. Mm. You know, he's not going to know. She's not going to know.
No one will ever know.
No one will ever know, but I can get my answers and then I can act accordingly, you know? Mm-hmm. Or it's like, no, I'm not messing with the past.
What
you know,
for?
It's kind of giving like, you know, what we're saying about, was it Patreon where we talk about the psychic stuff?
Think so, yeah.
And it's just kind of like, not the same, but it's like messing with the future, messing with, you know, the past.
What's written in the stars.
You know, do you know what I mean? Mm. It's like, let's just be what the past is.
But then it's like, you know, if you've got some, you could just ask them anything about your partner or their tendencies or what they were like.
Yes, how they treat.
Why it really broke down or if they ever had these suspicions or anything you wanted. Yeah. And it wouldn't be like, you know, the ex could then go and tell people that she spoke.
No.
It would be all
but
forgotten
also,
about.
It could just kind of be a nice conversation.
Could also be quite healing.
Quite
depending
healing.
Depending what situation you're in.
Like also maybe even if like, you know, you kind of had bad vibes with the ex. It could be quite nice to just like settle and just
That's
like.
A good point.
Because you know, like sometimes when just girls have just like beef and it's just
and
like
it's
we've
like,
never
what
even,
are we even.
But it's like we've never even met and what are we even doing?
Yeah.
And then most of the time you go and have a conversation.
And you actually quite
And you're
get
like,
on.
Oh, she's actually really nice. Mm. But we've obviously just never spoken, whatever. And it's just always been that.
Yeah. So would you do it, yes or no?
Oh God.
What's your prediction for the poll?
My prediction is that I'm thinking 60% have said yeah and 40% said no.
It's the opposite.
Fuck off. Okay, so 40 are saying yeah.
37%, so 40, are saying, oh my God, yeah, bring it on.
Okay, so less
63.
Than
63.
And 60. They're not messing with the past.
Absolutely not.
No, I do support that.
But this is where, would you do it, yes or no?
I guess it'd have to depend who my partner was.
And I forgot.
But I'm trying to like put myself in some shoes.
If in your old relationship, before you wanted to end it,
think
earlier days of it.
Yeah, I don't think I would. It would give me any benefit. So no.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe it'd just be like, oh, can't really be asked for this.
I don't think I would.
No, because
only because I don't really know. I think it's a fantastic opportunity. But I'd want to do it with a really good question.
I feel like if there's stuff you need to get to the bottom of, then absolutely take the opportunity.
I don't really know in this moment what I would
gain,
I would ask. I don't have any queries.
No. Okay, well then that's great. So you wouldn't take the opportunity.
So I wouldn't. But maybe in the future,
maybe,
who knows?
Maybe we can change the rules and it can be like this opportunity. You only get it once throughout your entire relationship. So you could save it later.
I could save it.
Yeah.
I'll save it.
Yeah. It's okay. Like, you know, when you just like, you get one wish, use it now, use it whenever.
But you can only use it once.
Could be like that.
When it's gone, it's
you get
gone.
To talk to the ex one time.
Mm.
Now? In a couple of years' time.
I'd like it if someone called me.
Oh, I know. My God. I'll
tell you everything you want to know.
Oh, my God.
I'd sit on the phone for hours.
Oh, my God. Please, somebody call me.
Someone give me a call.
No, I would actually love that. If someone, because you know, when you're just so far from removed from the situation.
Yeah, I'd love
if some new gal here got with my ex, they were boyfriend, girlfriend, she called me up, hello, I need you. I need help.
I've got some questions. I'd say, talk me through. Yeah, when did it begin?
And you know, when you just tell me everything. Because you know so much about this person. Mm. Oh, I'd love that.
Is he still living at...
So he actually told me...
Has he still got...
He told me
still
driving that he...
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a lie. Mm. You know?
Oh, well, that never happened.
Oh, well, he always used to say that to me as well.
I would love that. Okay, so this is where the cab driver came in, eavesdropping. But
I should just say what my ex's name is just so that I can get some calls.
That's your call, girl.
No, I'm joking.
She'll do it on Patreon. Okay, this is where the cabbie came in.
Yes.
Because he was eavesdropping. But
we
were just going to do the poll. And then he said, what would you ask him?
Yeah.
And then we were like, great question.
Great question.
So our part two is, if you answered yes, what would you ask?
Okay, so let's see. So this is, if you got to sit down with your partner's ex.
For one on one time only.
What would you ask them? This is what people are asking.
Okay, first thing is, why did you actually break up? So what's your side of the tale?
Because
there's two sides to every story. Oh, I've heard his
so
side.
So true.
I want to know your side. Oh, I would love that.
Oh, that's going to be juicy. You're going to be like,
He
left that out. Mm. You know, shit like that.
Another one similar. I'd just like to hear how things went down from her point of view.
Yeah.
Two sides to every story.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because also you kind of want to hear how he treated her.
This is a good one.
Oh my God.
Did he ever discuss having kids with you or marrying you? You want to know the answer
that? Because you know what that is? I know.
Because you can't
disgusting.
Unhear that.
Because you know what it is if he's saying to his new girlfriend, I've never wanted to have kids with anyone else. You know, I can only see my, I've never felt this way about anyone else but marrying anyone.
Mm.
And it's like, and then
is that
the
just
ex
his
says,
line?
Oh, you said that to me too, babe.
Yeah. Then it's like, oh. When did you feel your worst in the relationship?
Ooh.
And what did he do to make you feel that
Ooh,
way?
Ooh, that's good. Testing his character.
Tell me his flaws as such.
Yeah. It's just saying, absolutely. How did he build you back up?
This girl, why have you made so many TikToks about me saying I'm a downgrade? That's not funny. That's really mean.
That's really mean. Absolutely, you asked that question.
Absolutely.
It might get a little heated.
Yeah.
But absolutely.
That's not funny. I just wasn't expecting to read that.
No, that's horrible.
But,
that's not nice thing to talk about.
What was his pet name for you to make sure it's not the same as what he calls me?
Very good. Ooh, very
that's a good one.
Like, you're just recycling. Reusing and recycling.
Why did you break up? When was the last time they slept together to see if it was while he was seeing me?
Ooh,
that's useful.
God.
Because
it's one of them ones we were broken up.
Mm. How well did he treat you?
Mm-hmm.
What was your best memory together?
Ooh.
Was he hateful towards them when they became exes? So when you guys broke up, was he nasty?
Yeah,
was he hateful?
Good test of character.
I'd ask her to stop calling him. If I hear, what does she have that I don't, one more time? She's put eye roll emoji. I'd ask what she thought his red flags were. That's a brilliant question.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I feel like this opportunity would be really great if it was the very start of a relationship. Or if you just started dating someone. Because then you can ask these kind of things. Like, what were his red flags? Like,
isn't there a little Facebook group?
Yeah, well, it's like, yeah, who's dated this guy?
Who's dated this guy?
Yeah, so you can put in like, okay, this is Sam. Mm. Michaels, he lives in Gloucester.
It's because we were talking about this in New York. Jersey. That's why that's popped up.
Yeah, and then it'll be like, oh my God, I dated him a couple months ago.
Yeah.
He fucking said this and did this. Or he actually murdered his ex.
A lot of, most popular answer is, why did you break up? What was the reason? Was he like this with you? So you'll sort of describe him and she'll be like, oh, it was never like that with me. Or, oh yeah, that was, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, did he treat you the same that he treats
me?
Biggest red flag at the end of the relationship, how they were as a person. Mm. Do you feel like he cared about you? Did you feel loved? When was the last message, contact?
Last message.
Is there anything you think I need to know about him?
There we go. I think that's that's actually the best question.
That's one of the, I think that anything and the you red, need, and
I'm the
red
new
flag.
Girlfriend. Anything I should know?
Mm. You've got 5 minutes. Go.
God, fucking hell. Give me 2.5 hours. First of all,
well, there's a couple of things, but I guess I'll start here.
I guess I'll start at the start.
Why did you think you broke up?
Yes. Yes.
Again, kind of similar. What was he like in your relationship to compare how he is with me? Do you think he's the one that got away? That's a good one.
Oof, gosh. You wouldn't want to hear yes, would you?
You wouldn't want to hear
no.
yes.
No. Because then what if he's thinking the same? In it? Fuck that.
That wouldn't be nice. If you could do it all over again, would you? So would you, if you could.
So like, was the relationship worth it? Okay, nice.
Like if you could do it all over again and like act differently so it worked out, like would you want to do it if you wanted to right or
yeah,
wrong?
Yeah, I feel like, do you know what I might just ask? Was he a good boyfriend?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking if it was like in the early days and I wanted to know, was he a good boyfriend? Did he treat you nice?
I feel like it's something you either...
Like I'd want to hear the positives about him.
I think you either ask it right at the start or it's something that you ask when you're like at a big relationship crossroads.
Crossroads where it's like, oh I'm either going to break up with him or not.
It's potentially like turbulent times.
I think so.
And you're like, you're stuck and you need counsel.
Yeah. And you need someone who knows him best, you know, in this romantic sense.
Yeah.
To let you know. Just like, is he going to change? Like, you know, if he's saying, oh God, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, just stuff like, oh, I'm going to work on this. And it's like, you said this to me, babes.
Mm.
You know, he's never going to change. Leave. That'd be really valuable.
Oh, that was so insightful.
I love that question of the week.
We need to think of more like that.
I know.
Shout out to our taxi driver for helping us get the part two, because that made it.
I love that. The ice in my mattress is melting at a rapid rate.
It's dripping onto my
the
leg.
Condensation is crazy right now. Baby.
Okay, right. Should we do some dilemmas?
It is so girl talk.
Absolutely. So, as always, let's dive in.
Oh, it's going
remember Sarah Basker?
Love
oh,
Sarah Basker.
I'm about to dive in. Whoa.
Sarah Basker. Oh,
that was her little Vine intro, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, love Sarah Basker.
Okay, so girl bestie.
Yes.
No, sorry,
yes.
Girl talk. Which bestie do I trust?
Oh.
Good question.
God, see.
Not a nice position
no,
to be in.
It's not. So what do you think this is going to be like?
Has
something happened in the group? And it's like, who's telling the truth?
Mm.
Or is it just like...
That's what my instinct is.
Is it? Because my initial instinct was she just doesn't know who to like turn to in this moment. You know, with some new information maybe. You know, like who can you know, like maybe she's done something really bad.
Mm.
You know, do you know what I mean? She's like, I need to tell someone, but who's going to keep their mouth shut?
Mm.
Not go to the police. That
keep
kind of vibe.
Under wraps.
Yeah. He's not going to rat me out to the feds.
Who's not going to be a snitch? Okay.
Don't be a snitch.
For context. Don't grass me up.
Sarah the snitch.
For context. Ah, I have two separate best friends.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Okay. One from high school who now lives... Oh, this girl's from America. Who now lives in a different state for uni. We'll call her Sarah.
Okay, Sarah.
And one who I recently met but instantly clicked with who will be called Susan.
Sarah and Susie.
So Susan's the newer bestie.
Yep.
Sarah's the high school childhood bestie, but now lives in a different state.
Yeah, but still equally besties.
The other weekend, Sarah came home for a couple of days. And whilst we were talking, she randomly says to me, "Does Susan ever lie to you?"
So is that, I'm sensing a bit of jealousy from Sarah over Susan.
Because she's moved away.
Yeah, because naturally, like, you don't want your bestie to get a new bestie. Especially when you're far away.
Especially when you've moved away.
Yeah.
Does she ever lie to you?
Oh, how am I supposed to fucking know?
You tell me.
You tell me.
Do you know something I don't?
Yeah, do you know something I don't?
I was so confused and said, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, like, well, it was like, unless I've caught her in a lie, I don't know.
Yeah. Sarah told me that one of her friends who went to high school with Susan said that Susan was just always the kind of girl that just used to lie to people.
Okay, so Sarah's got intel from someone who used to know Susan and has said, I've heard she's
and
a liar.
And Sarah said, oh, well, my bestie's really close with her. And this girl from school's gone, really? She was always such a liar.
Yeah.
And you've gone, This has constantly been on my mind ever since, because in the past I have noticed Susan will exaggerate certain stories. I mean,
who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. Who doesn't?
We love to exaggerate.
We traumatize a story every time we tell it. Something will happen to us, right?
We'll change
we'll tell the first person, then we'll amp it up for the next person, then we'll amp it up even further for the next person.
Well, yeah, because you know what it is you kind of get bored telling the story, but you need to tell everybody. Yeah. So then we have to dramatize it a little bit.
And give me the wrong information about things.
Okay, well, that's just lying if it's the wrong information.
I don't think she does this on purpose or with bad intentions, but I can't help question everything Susan says to me now.
Right.
Even extremely small and stupid things. Okay, right. So you always kind of had this thought
about
Sarah
Susan.
Telling you has kind of like turned on the light switch, and you've been like, oh, actually, now you say that.
Yeah, because when you're not hyper aware of some, it's like yesterday, we had these tops on, right?
Yeah.
They were killing
on X. I don't
know
what you about to say then. Yeah.
They were killing on X.
Sorry, my phone's pinging off.
It wasn't affecting Sophia, but then I was like, God, my neck hurts. And she went, oh God, now you say it.
Now you say it.
You know what I mean?
I can suddenly feel this throb in the back of my neck.
Yeah, and then we just kept talking about it and we were like, oh my God, my fucking back's about to snap. And then we couldn't stop thinking about it. But it was only when I mentioned it did we realize that.
Until you mentioned it, I wasn't aware of it.
So it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
She's mentioned, oh, you know, some people have said that Susan's a bit of a liar. Mm. And now you're like, oh shit. And now that's what you're fixated on.
Yeah.
And you can't unsee it.
Yeah. Sarah and Susan are basically my only friends. And because Sarah doesn't live close to me anymore for most of the year, Susan is my only friend. Mm-hmm. What do I do? Do I say something to one of them? Do I leave the situation as it is and wait to see if Susan does continue to lie about things? I'm so confused and extremely lost at the moment. Any advice is appreciated.
Okay. Well, I would like to say that you're a good judge of character.
Me too.
Right?
Me too.
And we're not in high school anymore, are we?
True. And like, also, everyone's changed since high school.
Exactly.
Everyone's done things at school that they wouldn't do now. Everyone said things when they were younger that they wouldn't say now.
And you can't judge someone on what someone from high school has said about them. Because that's a bit unfair. Because like Soph said, like, well, we're all adults now. Like, we were children then, right?
Yeah.
And I, you know, you've formed this bond with her. She's become a best friend to you.
In adult life, that's special and rare.
Exactly. It's hard to make friends as adults. Mm. And, you know, you would call her your best friend.
Yeah.
I would say that goes for quite a lot, right?
Me too.
Especially because you don't have many friends.
Yeah.
That also shows me that, you know, you struggle to kind of let people in and get that close to you. So it shows that Susan obviously has some great qualities to be a great friend to you, right?
Yeah. She's fit the bill.
Yeah, exactly. So I wouldn't demonize her, like right away and be like, oh, well, you're a liar.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm going to cut you out.
You know, Sally from high school said you're a liar. Mm. I would just, you know, it's kind of like guilty until proven guilty. Like, she's not, until she has like betrayed you. wronged you, you know, slept with your boyfriend, you know,
or
spoke really nastily about you behind your back, or you know, something like that, I wouldn't judge her.
For what people from high school are saying about her.
Yes.
Because you got to think about yourself. Like, well, did you do things at school that you think now? I think, well, that's not me. I wouldn't do that now.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, you probably did things 2 years ago that you think, oh, I wouldn't do that anymore.
Exactly.
You know, everyone
changes and evolves and grows.
And also that was just one thing that one person said. And it's like, well, did this person hate Susan at school and is out to get her?
Right.
Who knows?
We'll never know.
It's nothing's come from the source. Yeah. It's gone from this person to this person to this person.
Yeah.
And like Chintzia said, I think I would back yourself that you've got a good judge of character. You really like Susan. You sound like you've got a great friendship with her. I would take it with a pinch of salt.
Same.
And
I understand, like, you're kind of like obsessing about it, because I feel like I might also
could throw you off a little bit.
So should she say something to Susan? As her best friend, if someone came to me and was like, oh, well, Sophia is a fucking... I'd go, all right, babes.
What?
I'd go to Sophia, that fucking Helen just told
thinks
me.
You're this,
thinks
that,
you're
that.
A fucking blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like, and naturally I would just bring that to Sophia. Mm. So I feel like... You should bring it to her and be like, look, my Sarah, you know my Sarah, my friend from high school.
Weirdest thing happened. Don't do it in a judgy way. Just be as
don't
in,
do
like,
it in a
you'll
way
never
like,
get a load of this.
Yeah, not like you're not on the attack at all. This is like gossip.
Yeah, this is gossip.
Because it is. This is pretty good gossip, to be fair.
Yeah.
Just say, well, you know, Sarah, she ran into someone called Helen Barker.
Name ring a bell?
Helen Barker from high school. Do you remember this girl? And Susan straight away might go,
she fucking hated me.
She hated me, or we hated each other,
or we dated the same guy, or something like that.
Something like that. And then, well, she said to me that you're a liar. God, can you believe it? Oh, God, can you believe it? Gosh. Just thought I'd bring it straight to you before, you know,
and
got in my head a bit about it.
And just leave it there,
right? Because I think it's better to just get it out with Susan than you then be harboring it
and
you're
this.
Festering and now you're analysing her and what did you say? Was that a fucking lie?
Yeah.
Who's lying here? You know, and then
let me just cross check that with my other source.
Yeah, because now you can't have fun with your best friend.
Yeah.
So I would bring it to Susie.
And I think it will just
same.
Sort
but also
out.
But also like
because everyone people change.
People do
and
change.
And we're supposed to as well.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. But I would bring it to her and then take it from there.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
What does Sarah think of this?
I know.
Because Sarah must have met
Susie. What
was Susie.
Sarah's tone?
Yeah,
you know,
what
when
was
she
Sarah's,
told you?
Right.
Maybe she was just looking out for you.
Yeah, she definitely was just looking out for you.
Had a dilemma in saying, do I cut my best friend off after her wedding? And it sounds like a great dilemma to sink our teeth into today. But unfortunately, the email, it's like the text.
Please resend
Please
it
resend
if this
that.
Is you. The text
like
is
like to
blank.
Read that out, but the text is blank and we've just got two pictures at the bottom with a random cry face emoji.
Can I please
there.
See the pictures anyway?
Yeah. So I believe that I'm guessing this is her as a bridesmaid. Gorgeous.
Oh, gorgeous. We're going for a forest
green
with
dress.
Some white roses.
It's giving winter wedding,
that's
actually.
Really, yeah, it's giving autumnal, but I like that.
And this must be a hen. hen party.
Oh, gorgeous. Okay, so we've got a lovely sash. Mm. Oh, so is this maid of honour with a sash on?
Looks like it.
Yeah, because I was confused as to who the bride was, but obviously the lady in the white mini dress.
But the subject is, do I cut my best friend off after her wedding?
Oh, fuck me.
So that sounds like a tale. Well,
what happened on that hen do then, babes? What happened on that wedding day?
We need you to know.
So if you were a bridesmaid wearing a forest green dress.
Check your emails.
Brunette hair, white roses on the wedding day.
Let us know.
Resend. Guilt or black sheep of the group. What is the black sheep definition? Is it like you're kind of like the quieter one, in the shadows? What's the definition of a black...
Let me Google it. My interpretation of black sheep was like the one who's maybe not doing the same as everyone
else. There we go. Okay.
The one who's going to be going on a different path.
Kind of not... Yeah, not... Okay, let me just Google the...
Not...
Odd one out.
Yeah, odd one
black
out.
Black sheep. A member of a family or group who is regarded as a disgrace to it. Okay, that's a bit dramatic.
That's a bit dramatic.
But we'll say odd one out. Yeah, Michael's younger brother was the black sheep of the family.
Mm. So okay. Not sticking with the herd.
So yeah, kind of going against the grain.
Yeah, going against the grain.
Got it. Hey, ladies. So to start off, I'm 26. Same. And I've been friends with these girls for just over 3 years. We've had some amazing times, loads of laughs and memories. They came into my life at a time I really needed a great girl group and friends around me. I honestly thought we would be friends forever.
Oh.
However, this past year, they have been doing things that isn't really up my street anymore, aka taking drugs.
Not the drugs.
Absolutely
not.
Did no one do drugs abuse?
Drugs
resistance
abuse.
Education. Spread the word to the nation. D to the A to the R to the E.
That was Michael Monterosso's song.
Anna Rose Sullivan's dad.
No.
Was it
not? No.
Seriously, did no one do dare at primary school? Because we learned a lot about drugs and we learned not to touch them. All cigarettes.
All cigarettes.
Cancerous sticks.
Dangerous substances. Paid attention in that course.
Shout out Michael Monterosso.
Michael Monterosso came up with that song.
So we had to come up with songs about dare.
What was that? Do you know what ours was? Do you know what ours was?
What was
ours was Spice Girls. Stop right now.
we say no to drugs.
Does anyone remember that TikTok Kesha episode that we did where we redid the song? We redid the lyrics to the Spice Girls.
Stop right now.
And it was
take drugs.
It was
something like that. But obviously that stuck in our subconscious.
Yeah, and then so we performed that as a group. And then Michael Monterosso stepped up and Louis Garofalo. Shout out, boys. I think Shane Toy was in that group as well. And possibly Connell McNally. And their song was brilliant.
Drugs, abuse,
resistance for education. Spread the word to the nation. D to the A to the R to the E. Dare. That's what I said. Yo.
It's the yo at the end. I can't say it because I'll be sick. Yo. Not said yo in about 5 years. Yo.
Why can't we remember our song?
Stop right now. You guys could probably make one up yourselves.
Yeah.
It was like, don't take drugs.
Just say no when you...
Just say something like that.
Something like that.
God, yeah. Not Shane Toy. Right.
Shout out.
Isn't it weird how you can just randomly remember people's full names from primary school? Like their full name.
And their mums. But I can't remember. I can't remember secondary school people though. But primary school, they're ingrained.
Primary school,
I could name the whole class.
Yeah, that's because there's only 30 people in your class, and that's etched into your history
completely.
You know,
and it's at that time, like your memory.
Yes, and you can remember your teachers from primary school way better. I feel like, as well, than the secondary school was just like blacking
all
that
over
out.
The shop.
Yeah. Right. So. Did no one do DARE at primary school?
Doesn't sound like it.
Doesn't sound like it. We clearly did. So, okay, so she's been friends with these girls, this group.
What even was it? We had leaflets, didn't we?
It was policemen came in, drugs, abuse, resistance, education.
Policemen came in, yeah. It was just about... Ours was called...
It was just about don't take drugs, don't drink alcohol, only moderately, and don't smoke. It was about how, like, what the drugs would do to you.
Yeah. And what about smoking?
Didn't they bring in, like, a reformed drug addict or something?
No, I don't think so. To the primary school?
Oh, I guess not. Did they not bring in someone?
I don't know. But it was in year six, wasn't it?
Maybe that was...
It was only for the older kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, then
before
our friend...
Before they send you out into the world.
Before they send you out to secondary school. Our friend's dad was a DARE officer. Mm. But he wasn't ours.
Was he not?
PC Sullivan. He wasn't ours.
O'Sullivan.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't ours, but he did do it.
Right. Okay.
I have to find my booklet somewhere.
Yeah, it'll be somewhere. And you'll have one at home, I guess.
Wasn't it like a red lion? A red tiger?
Something like that. It was something red.
Yeah.
No, it was just like, oh, the merch. It was a black T-shirt with red text. D.A. And we all wore the T-shirts.
Mm. Used to wear them to Tesco to my mum to do the food shop.
Wear it to bed now. You could probably go to some charity shops and find some nice vintage DARE merch. Right. So, she's been friends with these girls for 3 years.
Did no one do DARE?
Connell McNally true. For me.
Robin Hood, Connell McNally.
Oh, God, it's all right. And they've been doing stuff that you don't want to do.
Because you paid attention in DARE, like
exactly
we did.
Exactly like we did. At the start, I was fine about it. We were all adults and I understand that everyone has to make their own decisions in life and I was never pressured into it.
Okay
so you kind of thought, look, if they want to do that, whatever.
It's not my life. Yeah.
Make your mistakes, whatever. Okay, however, it became more frequent and I started to feel really uncomfortable about it. We had a plan to go away for a long weekend at the end of the year and I was becoming really anxious to go as I know that they would be doing things that I felt really uncomfortable with. Yeah, that's not a nice feeling. Like, you want to feel comfortable and safe with your friends.
Because it's different on a night out where you've got the option to go home or maybe not everyone on the night out.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, it's different than being like abroad with just these friends.
Yes.
And being like
isolated.
Isolated. Yeah.
With something that makes you feel really uneasy, really uncomfortable, unsafe. Yeah. Also, I don't know how this is going to go.
Mm. Am I going to have to look after everyone?
Right. Am I going to have to rush someone to the hospital tonight? Because that's what it might feel like. Mm. You know? And it's like, this is not a fun weekend away for me.
No.
Like, it's just unresponsible. So I was becoming really anxious to go as I know that they would be doing things I felt comfortable with. And it was really affecting me. And all I could think about was, so I decided not to go.
Oh, good for you.
Good for you. So I messaged in the group chat an explanation as to why I don't want to go anymore. At the start, it was a bit frosty, but then they all said how they'd rather me come and didn't realise that I was that bothered in the first place.
Okay.
Okay, so they're kind of saying, look, we'd rather you come.
They're kind of apologising and saying, look, we really want you there.
Yeah, yeah. So they
didn't realise it made you this uncomfortable.
Yeah, they obviously value you.
Yeah,
you know,
as a member of the group.
Yeah. They're not being like, okay, good riddance. Mm. They're actually trying to fix the situation.
Well, I appreciate that.
Also, one of the girl's boyfriends is my boyfriend's business partner.
One of the girl's boyfriends
works with my boyfriend. They've set up a business together. My boyfriend set up a business a year ago and my friend's boyfriend wanted to join. Okay, so he's like working with him on it. We always said it would never come between us. Is this an extra layer? But recently they have gone their separate ways as it wasn't working. However, I feel like she has taken this personally too and let it affect our friendship.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, see. Yeah, because obviously, like, he's going to have his opinions. Your boyfriend's going to have his opinions on how things went down in the business world.
You're naturally team boyfriend.
Yeah,
she's team boyfriend.
And it's hard for it to not manifest.
Seep into your own relationship. As much as you say, we won't let this bother us. It's quite hard.
It is hard.
Especially if things went sour.
Went sour, mm-hmm. Anyway, ever since, and even slightly before this, I have felt really distant and not like myself with them. So, yeah, so now you're just feeling like not really a part of...
Not aligning.
Not aligning with them. Whenever I put things in the group chat, it gets ignored. Ugh.
Oh, that's just the worst. Like, come on, guys. There's no need for that.
Or if
that's
me...
That's the worst. That is
one of the worst things in the world. Mm. Imagine you're putting in something funny, and you just get fucking ignored. And then Anna puts something in. Oh, that was great. Okay. Fucking awkward. Or if me and one of the others don't come to something, then they will say how much they miss them on the night out, but don't say it about me. Oh God. Okay. So it's small things that you're picking up on.
Yeah.
And they do mean a lot, like...
They do. And also, neither one helps the other.
Yeah, like, because, like, I feel like, you know, you might bring this up and they could be like, oh, my God, we didn't even notice. Mm. You know? But no, I know how it feels. You guys don't. Mm. So basically, I just feel really left out and unappreciated. Recently, the group chat has been silent.
Oh.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
They made a new one without you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, well, normally everyone chats in it every day. Admittedly, I have been a bit reserved from speaking in it often as I just feel like I'll just get ignored. You know, like, what's the point?
You've got group chat shy.
But it's strange how no one is talking at all. To be honest, I feel like they've made another group chat without me.
Ugh.
That is just one of the worst things.
To feel
so left out and just like, oh, well, let's make a new chat.
Mm. Well, what? And I think also what is so horrible when you're that person on the outside is...
Nothing's happened.
It's also like... what am I trying to say? Like, it's the power in numbers. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And when you're not on the side of the numbers and when everyone is actually against just you... Mm-hmm. It's horrible.
It feels horrible.
And it can feel really isolating. Mm-hmm. It can really like hit your self-esteem.
Yeah.
It's really upsetting when you're on the outside.
Because more often than not, right, there'll be a couple members of the group who don't think it's right that we should have made this new chat without you.
Or
don't think it's right that we shouldn't have invited you to that. But power in numbers. They don't want to go against the grain and get left out too because they're seeing how horribly they're treating you and they're like, God, thank God that's not me.
Yeah.
And they're just going with the herd
and
just not saying anything about it. No one's speaking up about how should we not be, you know, treating Anna a bit better.
They don't want to get turned on
exactly
because they can see how shit
exactly
it is.
Especially if there's like a leader of the pack.
There's always a leader of the pack.
You know, if the leader of the pack is kind of spearheading the right, start this new movement.
Because someone made that chat.
It was someone's idea.
Made that chat.
You know, it could have been one or a couple, but it's really hard to go against, which is so annoying because you want the people who care about you to show up for you, right?
When
you need them. And it's like, this is just cruel.
Mm.
Like, this is just getting cruel.
It's
just
giving
because,
schoolgirl behavior.
Yeah, because it's like, just because I'm not partaking in your activities, your extracurricular activities, and it's like, and yes, I've been a bit more quiet because you're making me feel uncomfortable.
Mm.
And it's just, So I guess my dilemma is, how should I go about it if they have basically just ghosted me? How do I get over this friendship breakup? I feel like I've done nothing wrong. Exactly, because you've done nothing wrong. It's not like you've betrayed them.
No.
All you've done is said, I feel quite uncomfortable about the stuff that's going on in this group.
Mm.
And I don't really want to partake if you guys are doing the drugs and stuff.
So I know I'm backtracking, but did the holiday ever happen?
No,
not happened yet?
Well, so obviously she said she didn't want to go.
And then they've made a separate group.
And then they've just kind of, I feel like the weekend's not happened yet, but.
Mm. I wonder if it is booked.
I feel like I've done nothing wrong or been nasty. Yeah, you haven't.
Yeah, you haven't.
I just think maybe we've just gone in different directions in life recently, but it's still so upsetting. And I thought we were all better friends than this.
Yeah.
Sorry for it being so long. Hope that makes sense. P.S. I know you love pics. I've added a picture.
Yes.
I'm the one on the left. Here we go. Okay, so there's 1, 2, 3,
how
four.
How many is
five
there?
Five of us in the group.
Okay, so now there's four.
Yeah, lovely, lovely, gorgeous group of girls. So you're the one on the left. Lovely outfit there.
Let's see what she's got on.
So this is our girl here.
Gorgeous
little green moment.
Wow, look at that colour combo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got a lovely little green bag, little green top I like. Matching a top to a bag. Mm. You really thought about that. I appreciate that.
That's been
And
planned.
Then we've got the three other girls also looking lovely.
Let's see.
But we'd appreciate if you could
not
leave
nice,
Susie out so much, but it's all right.
Mm.
Okay. So how do we... I think... Listen, I think
this could be a big blessing.
Yeah, I think this is meant to happen in your life right now. Mm.
I think if you'd have seen a psychic about 3 months ago,
there we go. Absolutely.
They would have said, in a couple of months, there's going to be a change in the waters.
Well, we heard there's a great woman in New York you can call. That's what we found out on Patreon.
On the phone.
Yeah. Great woman you can call up on the phone. She's accurate about everything.
She'll tell you initials. She'll tell you anything you want to know.
Give you dates and all sorts.
Anyway.
I think this group of friends, they were lovely.
Yes.
You called them your best friends. Mm-hmm. You had a great 3 years with them, right? You had a great time. Things took a shift. You didn't align with the practices they were practicing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we were saying?
Their extracurricular activities.
Shindigs, we should say.
Shenanigans.
Yeah, and it made you feel anxious, mm-hmm. uncomfortable, on edge, you know, unsafe. You know, you didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
And you removed yourself from that situation. I'm glad you didn't go on that weekend away, because it would have just been more anxiety inducing uncomfortableness with them kind of like, you know, yes, it never pressured you to do anything, but you would have just felt it wouldn't have been good vibes. That's not friendships. That's not a fun weekend away with your friends.
No.
And I just think it ran its course and you don't want to be a part of that anymore. And for the meantime, while they're still doing their extracurricular bits and bobs, you don't want to be a part of it. And I think it's for the best. I do.
I think it's for the best. And it's, who knows? Like, you might...
Who knows?
Honestly, I know you might not feel like it right now, but I wouldn't be surprised if in a few months' time you get a message from one of them. Just being like, hey, Sarah, just wanted to reach out. Like, I know things have been a bit quiet.
I miss you.
Like, would love to catch up and have a coffee. Yeah. Just the two of you.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
Yeah.
And I can really, like, sympathize with how you're feeling. Because, mm-hmm. like, me and Chintzy have been there, mm-hmm. where you've been, like, pushed out of a group, mm-hmm. and you're on the outside, mm-hmm. and you feel like everyone's talking about you. Mm-hmm. You're the butt of the joke. Everyone's like, twisting this story so it can be their narrative and no one's hearing mm-hmm, your side. Mm-hmm. Like, I really sympathize with, like, it's shit when you get pushed out of a group, mm-hmm. and you feel like, oh, they've made a new group chat and all of that. Like,
because
it's the worst.
It's the power in numbers, isn't it?
It's the power in numbers, completely. That's why I'm saying I wouldn't be surprised if one or two of them reach out to you individually in the future.
Same.
But yeah, like Chintzia said, not every friendship has to last forever, you know? It's like that whole friends for a reason, friends for a season, friends for life, you know? Not every friend is going to be a friend for life. Mm-hmm. And that's okay, you know? You'll meet more friends, and you've got your boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got friends who have got girlfriends.
And I'm sure you've got family and, you know, a few other friends here and there.
Siblings, like... You might change jobs. You might meet people there. Mm. Like, you can meet people at any time in life. Like, you met these girls when you were 23. Mm-hmm. If you're now 26, mm-hmm. you know.
Friendships do shift naturally. Yeah, and especially
and the
in our 20s.
Just change. Yeah, like, everyone's changing. Like, in our 20s, this decade is where everyone's figuring their shit out. People are choosing what paths they're going to go down. Mm-hmm. And then... You're either all aligned or you're not.
Yeah. And they're choosing a different path to you, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But you don't have to
go
along with it at all. And you're going in your own direction, and that's what and they're going in their own direction. And I think it's fine to let them go right now.
Yeah, so do I.
I really do. And at the end of the day, you don't wanna get back into that friendship group where you're feeling uncomfortable anyway.
No.
And
or
you
like
don't...
you're being ignored in the chat.
Or you're being ignored in the chat. Like, they are not treating you like a friend right now.
No.
And you deserve more from a friendship group and from friends.
Yeah.
Like, this is not how it should be.
I would let
them go. I would let them go. And like Soph said, 100%, one or two of them will drop you a message and say, look, I missed you. I'm really sorry how things went down.
Mm.
You know, wish things were different. Would love to catch up.
Mm.
You know, me and
like they've
and then,
served
and then
their
she
purpose.
Might say, well, me and Helen have actually fallen out, you know, just
yeah,
because shit happens all the time in group, like shit happens all the time.
Mm.
So
like they served their purpose.
You had a great time while it lasted, but you learned a lot, you
and
know,
times have changed.
Yeah, like, you know who you are, and you know, no, I don't want to conform. I'm not gonna do I don't want to do that. Mm. So I'm going to, you know, take a step back. And I'm proud of you.
My own way.
So I'm proud of you for taking that step back and not getting into.
I think it's a step forward.
Me too. I absolutely do. And you'll have some really great friends come into your life. You'll be like, oh, do you know what? I'm so happy right now. I'm so glad that I'm not part of that group anymore.
Try and see it as like, if I. These girls are like letting me go.
Yeah.
So if I let them go, I've got room for more.
Exactly. I've got room for change.
Yeah.
I've got room for
try and see
new
it like
people
that.
To come in. I'm going to radiate people who want to be friends with me and have fun with me.
Genuine
friends who share the same interests as me.
Yeah.
You know, want to go in the same
Looking
direction
out
as
for me.
And just
because,
have fun.
Because you are the company you keep.
Exactly.
And who you surround yourself with says a lot about
it
you.
It does.
You know, your friends are a reflection of you.
Yeah.
Who you choose to hang around with, that's a reflection of you.
And they weren't a reflection of you, of who you are these days.
Yeah.
So I think it's
fine to let them go. And this is no shade to them. I don't think they were elevating you, lifting you up, making you better, bringing out your best side. I think they were doing the opposite. It's
they
just
were.
Like a relationship. Yeah. Some relationships bring the best out of you. They boost you up and others can
they
really
make
tear
you,
you down.
Yeah.
And I think these guys were the latter.
Yeah. So I'm proud of you. It's not easy. Is it? Like,
no.
It's not easy. It's just as hard as a breakup.
Also,
and you've lost four friends, you know, not just one boyfriend kind of thing.
Just like a breakup, it will pass.
Yes.
The feelings will pass. The emotions, the rawness of it all will pass.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll look back and think, oh, yeah.
And I know right now.
And not be fazed.
And I know right now it might not feel like it, but I would rather you have less friends than friends who don't value you and aren't true friends.
Definitely.
100%. Like quality over quantity.
Always.
Always. And it was like, I feel like they were just kind of dead weight in your lives, in your life. Baby.
Okay. This is one about the sisters. Chintzy's got a sister. She's got two sisters.
Yeah. Let's see if I can relate.
So she could give us some insight. So, boy, do I have a story to tell you.
Boy.
Hmm. I, 23, female, have come out. Sorry, her subject line was forbidden fruit ruins mine and my sister's relationship. That's the preview.
Forbidden fruit.
So this is making me think it's a guy.
This is giving me the Somewhere I Turn Pretty vibes.
Oh,
but with
here
sisters.
She goes.
But
yeah.
With sisters. You know?
So I have recently come out of a 2-year-long relationship.
Congrats.
This spelled me to think.
Spelled.
This spurred me to have a think and make a little pact with myself to stay out of relationships for at least the next 5 years. We've all said it.
Listen, a year is doable, I think. 5 years.
That's tough.
You know. But
5 years is a long time. But yeah, I mean, go absolutely.
Absolutely. If that's what you're going to do, that's what you're going to do.
So I thought, fuck it. I'm going to find myself a friends with benefits.
Lovely.
While I was not on the direct hunt for said man, I found myself having a drunken moment at an event with a man who I have spent the past 5 years being told I can never, ever go near.
Why?
This man is a family friend.
Ooh.
And hearing
often
that I can't go near him, it has caused the most immense sexual tension and attraction that we have both communicated to each other many times over the years.
Why is it out of bounds though? Because surely, like, if we're going to get together and fall in love, this is brilliant. Because our families are friends already.
All she said is, it's a man who I have spent the past 5 years being told I can never, she put in capitals,
This is literally the Somewhere I Turn Pretty.
It's got to have something to do with her sister because of the subject line.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I'm single and had this moment and this has now spelt him. What does that mean, spelt?
Spurred.
Spurred him? Does that what she
meant? Spurred him on to kiss me.
Anyway, I'm single and had this moment that has now meant that he is my full-time friends with benefits.
Wow. I mean, okay, listen.
You got what you wanted.
Listen, if I was fancying someone for 5 years...
It's obviously
been... And they were fancying... Imagine fancying someone for 5 years.
I know.
And then them fancying you two and never being able to do anything about it.
We have both communicated that this is to say a secret and no one can know. We also mentioned that we do not want relationships and want to keep things extremely casual. Brackets, we don't text, we're not engaging in public, okay, etc.
So why does it have to be such a secret? I must know.
It's a family friend, isn't it? And for some reason,
I know, but
maybe it's your sister telling you, because the thing's about your sister. Let's keep reading. Since this, we have now been seeing each other around 3 times a week, staying over, and if I'm being honest, gradually texting more and
I'm
more.
I'm sorry. But we're breaking the rules already. You're falling in love. You're falling in love. How do you not? You're falling in love. How do you not fall in love?
I think I'm in love with this man.
We knew it. How? It's impossible.
This constant attention from said forbidden fruit gave me the worst anxiety ever that I was keeping this secret from my family.
Yes, that's hard.
Ah, okay. My sister, who I'm extremely close with, whose best friend is said forbidden fruit man. Okay.
So it's your sister's best friend.
So it's your sister's best
male
friend.
Male best friend.
And that's why she has said, do not go near this man. It's my best friend.
Yeah.
Don't fuck up the dynamics that I've got going on here.
We're just friends with this guy.
It's almost like me saying to you, you cannot go near my brother.
Yes, yes.
He's a married man.
Yes.
But you know what I mean? It's those vibes.
It's the same vibe.
Because it's like, I don't want that to happen.
And if I had like an attractive cousin, and I'd be like, look, Sophia, just don't get involved in the family shit.
It's that.
Like,
it's
I know
that.
He's attractive. Let's just not.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Got it. So obviously you've been like lying about your whereabouts for 3 nights a week.
Yeah.
You know, that's anxiety inducing.
So I told her.
Shit.
I was so nervous, but sat her down and told her. Only to find her response was her bursting into tears.
Fuck. She's in love with him. 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 She's in love with him, Sophia.
After a long emotional argument, we went our separate ways and have now not spoken for over a month.
Because she loves him.
All I can think is, why was she so upset? Like blubbering
tears. Because she's in love with him.
Both of them say there's no past. But I can't help but wonder what the emotional side of me sleeping with this man would be.
Yeah.
I have continued to sleep with him. Okay, girl. Which she doesn't directly know about.
Yeah.
I can't shift the questioning of why... She's upset, but I have honestly grown to wish I met this man sooner.
Shit.
I honestly don't want this to stop with the man.
Because you love him.
Who is this guy? What do I do? I've never been the girl to let a guy get in the way of anything, but I just seem to be telling myself it's not a big deal that she's just being dramatic. What do you think?
I am telling...
God, this is an absolute...
I am telling you... Right now, your sister has been in love with him for years. That is the only reasoning for this. She's not spoke to you in a whole month because she has always wanted to be romantic with him. She has always wanted that from him, but he's always said, "Look, we're friends." That has to be that. That is 100% it.
They've
had a little bit of history.
Potentially.
She's in love with him. 100%.
Yeah. Or 100%. It's the situation or the reason she's got so upset is because...
It's the betrayal.
Let's just think like if this man is genuinely her platonic, like best friend
in the world.
Mm-hmm. Has been for years... Mm-hmm. Just platonic.
Yeah.
And she has said to you, as my sister, maybe you've said, your best friend, let's call him Brian, of course. Brian, he is so attractive. Why would you not go for Brian? And your sister said, no, we're just friends, She's probably had your mum and dad saying, what about Brian? He's a nice guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's always said, no, we're just friends, friends. Mm-hmm. And then she's been saying to you for years and years and years, please, like... All the guys out there, please do not go for my best friend.
Yeah. Millions of men out there.
You're my sister. I've got a good thing going. Mm. Like, I don't want anything to come between either of you. I don't want to be the one in the middle because if this goes sour between you two, like, who knows? Mm-hmm. Like, maybe she just doesn't want that stress. And then you actually sitting down and telling her maybe she just got really upset because she just felt really betrayed. Yeah. Like, you're my sister. And the one thing I asked, the one guy I've asked you to please not go near, you've not even approached me and said, I'm thinking about it. You've already done
it. He's asked me out. Yeah. Can I?
So it could have equally been that.
I think.
Because I think, like, she would, yeah, that would, that would also explain tears.
I think it's a combination of all those things, to be honest.
Because also it's not just that you've done it. Her best friends also betrayed her, because I wouldn't be surprised if she has said to him, like, well, you'd never touch my sister. Like, come on, she's out of bounds.
She might also...
She feels... It's kind of like the girl in the previous dilemma. She feels like she's been left out of the joke because the two people in the world who are like her closest, her best friend and her sister, have both been going behind her back for the past few months, sleeping with each other. She's been none the wiser. So she's been lied to by both people in her life.
She could also
maybe it was just sort of that thing.
That also, oh my God, my sister's slipping away from me. And my best friend, that kind of vibes. Like, maybe she was always scared that if you guys ever got into a romantic relationship,
what does that mean for her?
What does that mean for me? You know, because sisters are kind of similar, but I don't know. You know, sometimes sisters have this weird, like, I don't know. And she might think, oh, you know, like, you're just going to replace me.
Yeah.
You're me, but now you guys are romantic. So now
what
he
do
has,
I do now?
Yeah. So now he has no reason to be my friend because he essentially has someone who's kind of just like me, but also now has the romance. You know what I mean? And you kind of get
now,
in your
when
head.
When I hang out with him, is she got to be there? Because, well, she's my sister.
Yeah.
And she's your girlfriend now. Yeah. So... Like, why wouldn't she?
And am I still going to get my friendship time?
Hmm.
Or is it going to always be, you know, my sister and you?
Yeah.
Now are you a package deal?
Yeah.
And like, I think she's always had something for him.
That could also be it. Yeah.
Potentially. Could be wrong. Hmm. But, and that's triggered the emotional, you know, response, because maybe he's always adamantly said to her, we're just friends. Or maybe you guys have always made a pact that, no, we're always just going to be friends, me and you. You know what I mean? And then he's gone for the one person closest to you, to your sister, and it's
you. She feels hurt by both of
you. I think so. I think she's just overwhelmed. That's a lot to take
on.
That's
a lot of information
to hear. Especially, you know, if she does have feelings for this guy and is, you know, it's very hard. Like, maybe she's never even expressed how she felt about this guy.
Or realised,
because, not to bring it up again, but like in The Summer I Turned Pretty, Conrad keeps it in. He doesn't really express how he feels, but internally, you know, he's so in love with Belly, right?
Right.
Whereas Jer, he's like, I love you. Like, he's more open Verbal. About his emotions, right? So maybe she's been a bit more like Conrad and kept it in and not really expressed to him how she's been feeling these past, you know, 5 years. But, and you've kind of jumped the gun and beat her to it. And like, that's going to hurt anyone.
So what does she do?
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. I mean, you're saying you want to, if you wanted to get your relationship back with your sister, I would say you've got to bin this man. Right? That's the least you could do. Say, I'm never going to see him again. I'm never going to touch him again.
Sorry.
I want to repair what we have. You're my sister. This guy means nothing to me. It was a mistake. I've blocked him. I'm never going to see him again. But you've said that you want to keep plodding along.
Man.
You're in love with him. You're still sleeping with him. You're not fazed. You think she's just being dramatic. So, because if you hadn't said that, I would say, your relationship with your sister is way more important than a relationship with any man.
Yeah.
And it's the same goes with any friendship. Your relationship with sisters, your friends, your family is way more important than a man. Okay?
So.
But right now you're kind of choosing the guy.
The guy.
Right? So, you look,
because
stick
you
to your guns.
You think he could be the one.
Yeah, so.
Fair enough.
Stick to your guns. You two live out your truth. I hope he loves you too. And then hopefully your sister can come around and see the positive out of this. Hopefully she's not in love with him.
hopefully.
Maybe she's just, you know, feeling just that betrayal. Mm. But maybe this could turn out to be a great thing. Just like when Monica and Chandler got together. At first, Ross was, you know, a bit angry. Mm. But then he was like, my
you
best
guys
friend
are in love.
And my sister.
Yeah.
And it was a good thing.
Mm.
So maybe it could turn into that.
Could be a positive.
It could be, but also this is not going to
fix itself
overnight.
Do you have the kind
overnight.
Of relationship like with your mum where she can be any sort of mediator?
Yeah.
Like what's that relationship like or not?
Or not.
Because you...
Is your mum aware of what's happening? You've not spoken in a month. I'm imagining she is.
She probably is, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you've got anything? I do think from the tone of your email that you need to be a little bit more sympathetic towards your sister.
Because listen, I get it. With sisters, like if Lydia ever kicks on my own, you fucking dramatic, you know, shut up, you know what I mean? You can get, you know, sisters, we have that kind
because
of response.
Because you don't really take them that seriously, right?
Because
you know subconsciously, like, well, we're going to make up.
Exactly, like, she's my sister. Yeah. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
But this, I feel like, this could actually be, you know, and family members, you can fall out for a long time. I've witnessed it firsthand.
Yeah.
You know, like...
So I think you should give her a little bit of sympathy and try and see this from her point of view, that she feels like her sister and her best friend have gone behind her back. They've both been keeping a secret from her.
For a while.
They've both betrayed
the
trust, an agreement, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think I would go in a bit more softly with her and say, like, don't go in it like, well, deal with it, tough, I'm gonna do it, blah blah blah.
I would apologize. I think you need to apologize
and say, you know, I didn't see this happening. You know, I came out of my relationship, I'm in that kind of era of I don't give a fuck, I'm gonna do whatever I want. Like, I was being selfish, because you were,
and be honest, say I thought
and you're
I was just
to
gonna
be
have
selfish.
A bit of
we're
fun
all
with
selfish
this guy.
At times.
Yeah, say look, I was just thinking of myself.
Yeah,
I just wanted to scratch an itch that I've had for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Wasn't really thinking of you.
He felt the same.
All the consequences, because you weren't thinking of the consequences.
Yeah,
and I swore I wasn't gonna catch feelings. You know, we did actually set rules in place.
Mm.
Unfortunately, those rules started to break down. And you know, listen, I love it. I mean, this is all whether she's even going to speak to you.
Yeah,
because she's not spoke to you in a month.
Mm.
So like, it could be another month, it could be another 2 months, it could be till the end of the year. Seriously, like, because this is actually serious.
Can you ask your guy, the guy, like, has he had any contact with her?
Yeah, like, what
what's
I guess
said?
We don't know what's his thoughts on this. This is his best friend.
Yeah. Is he apologetic? Is he regretful?
He,
you know, what's his take on it?
Because it's actually interesting that he's aware of the reaction from your sister and is also still keen to sleep with you and pursue things.
Yeah.
So does he think she's being dramatic? Because does he not want to repair that relationship? That's also his best friend.
Mm.
Obviously, what you two guys have got is good then, I imagine.
Yes, worth
it. It's worth it. I hope it is. But I would, you know...
I would be just a little bit softer.
I know right now you're thinking, oh, you know what, fuck you, you're being dramatic, la, la, la. But that relationship is really valuable with your sister.
Yeah.
And I would try all you can to try and rebuild that and get through to her and try and get back to...
At least just...
I don't know. Apologise.
And just say that, yeah, I was thinking of me, you know, I was in the moment... I'm newly single. I felt I was being selfish.
But I feel like
there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But just for her to hear that, you know, and for you to verbalize that to her, it would be nice for her to hear that, I imagine.
Yeah, just know that I think she's...
all people want is for their feelings to be validated.
Yeah.
And for someone to say to them, I can see how you would be feeling. And if I were you, I'd probably be feeling the same way. Like, that's a lot of what people want from an apology. They want to feel understood and, like, the person who's done them wrong is aware.
Yes.
And doesn't feel like, I haven't done anything wrong. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know why you're crying. Like, they just want someone to be like, I get it. I'm sorry, et cetera, et cetera. So I think if you go more that route, it might equally soften her.
Yeah.
And then she'll be like, look, you're my sister. If you really love this guy, of course, I want you to be happy. Like, I can't believe that this is the guy that you've chosen. But I guess if you both feel like this,
then she might come to
support
it. I hope
it's worth it. You know,
as long as she's not in love with him.
She might need time. I mean, that's a different story if she's in love with him.
Yeah.
But
just know that the next few conversations you have with her, it's probably going to be very, she's probably still going to be very angry.
Yeah.
She's not going to want to be understanding because she is pissed off, and she's going to be pissed off for a while because, you know, she's been telling you for 5 years to stay away from this man, you know? And I feel like it's harder with sisters to even like have a civil conversation.
Because it can get...
Than it is with friends because you know each other so well that it can just get nasty real quick. Mm. Listen, I've seen it firsthand.
I've witnessed it.
Listen, it's never me in the arguments, but I've witnessed my two sisters. Fuck me. Jesus Christ, we went to Italy for 2 weeks and all had single beds in this tiny room. I've seen a lot of things in that room. So
but I hope that it works out.
Me too.
For everyone.
I hope you can rebuild your relationship with your sister because it's... Sibling relationships are so valuable and special as well. Like, it'd be really a shame if it all got thrown away because of this. But I have faith that you guys can get back to a place where, you know,
it's
also
good.
With time, everything heals. You know, whether that's years,
months, a good night's sleep.
Everything does feel better with time. So I would just give her time.
So would I. We've said it. Baby. That is crazy.
And you know what we're going to do now? We're going to make up our own quotes.
Again,
we're
going for it. I enjoyed it too.
So, and let's try and stick on the vibe. So what vibes have we had this episode? The vibes we've had are being left out of a group, but it's a good thing because, you know,
it's a blessing in disguise.
We've had... sibling breakdowns, but kind of realizing that we need to value that relationship. We've had what else?
What did we start with?
Bestie who to trust. Okay, so let's get those vibes juices flowing through our veins right now, and let's create a quote.
Here's
the first line.
Relationships.
Here we go. Require.
Again, we're gonna do it. I'm gonna give us 10 words this time.
Okay.
Relationships.
Require.
Both.
Trust.
That wasn't what I thought you were going to say.
Okay, what did you think I was going to say?
Both parties, both sides.
Okay, well...
But that's okay. Well, this is the aim of the
relationships
game.
Relationships require both trust.
Trust. Let me think of a good word.
I'm coming on it.
Trust. Understanding.
Respect.
It's going to have to be an act, isn't it? We're wasting a word.
Yeah.
And
love. To work. Relationships require both love,
trust, understanding
and respect
to work.
And love to work. Absolutely.
Great quote.
Yeah. So that goes for friendships, relationships,
every single dilemma.
Siblings.
That was a great girl talk, guys.
Oh, it was lovely. I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Thank you so much for listening. If you want an extra dose of this podcast,
yes, every Monday,
you can get it every single Monday over on Patreon. We have Patreon, the girls' bathroom. It's called the group chat
because there's literally a group chat where we can chat with you guys. You can chat. It's pink. It's cute.
The chat is popping off 24 hours a day.
Yes.
People are making friends.
Incredible.
People are meeting up.
Yeah.
People are sharing their pictures of their boyfriends.
We're helping choose nail designs out over there.
We're talking about TV shows. Shows,
yeah,
books.
It's fantastic.
It's a lovely time, and there's an extra podcast episode every single Monday that you can also watch
listen
to.
Yes.
So if you want to be a part of that, the link is in our Girls Bathroom Instagram description, or just type in Patreon, the Girls Bathroom, you'll find it. But we've been loving the little community over there.
Oh, it's literally the best.
So if you want to join it, we'd love to see you. If not, we'll see you next Wednesday.
Yes.
And you can email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Yes, you can follow us on Instagram and on YouTube and on TikTok
at the Girls Bathroom.
At the Girls Bathroom. And we'll see you next time.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right.
because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.